Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Collect the strike three, and out ye shall be. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Umpires Maximus 300 AD for that catchphrase submission. Thank you so much, Umpires Maximus 300 AD. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. And boy, oh boy, strike is over, and stars are back. That's right. We can talk about the projects coming out finally. Sure, we had Edgar Wright last, but he's a director. The DGA caved so early, but not this guy. He was out there on the front lines. Coming up a little later, by the way, we have an expert, so that'll be interesting. But before we get to him, stars are back. And one of the brightest shining stars in our Hollywood universe.
Avert your eyes. It's the future so bright. It's so bright I got to wear shades.
That's right. Or at least look through. What were those things you had to stare at?
Pinhole camera. Reflected light.
That's right. You went to school to be a scientist. That's right.
I tried, but I found the method too difficult.
So really? The scientific method.
The scientific method. So I chose a different
method. You were just
sort
of like going at it in different ways.
Yeah,
like.
So I just wanted a method.
The scientific one is too different.
I worked briefly for the cleaning products company, Method.
Really?
That did not pan out.
So you were a Method scientist.
I was a Method guy for a long time.
Yeah, now you're a Method actor.
Yep, that's
Are you truly Method, by the way?
Absolutely not. I'm what they call a friendly person. I'm a pleasure on set.
It is interesting that all the Method actors, they're Method when they have to play jerks.
Yes, yeah.
And then they just act like jerks to everybody.
Yeah,
all the time.
They don't get cast in the friendly guy who just has to be nice to everybody. Yeah. It's like delivering dead rats. That doesn't seem. How is that helping your
bullets dipped in blood?
That's not fun at
didn't,
all.
Didn't Oscar winner Jared Leto
Oscar
do that?
Oscar winner. Let's make sure we get that in there.
That's right. But someday he'll win an Oscar. But he certainly won an Emmy, and I was there clapping along from the side of the stage that night. I don't know if you recall.
I do remember that night. Quite an evening.
I looked
over. We caught eyes.
we
said,
maybe did.
Someday we'll podcast about it.
But he is, he's a star, and he's on a show that we can finally talk about coming out this Friday. It's called Fargo Season 5. That's right. He waited till Season 5 to get on this show. Our old buddy John Hamm is back. Hello, John.
Hello.
What is going on? Thank God you can be on.
Oh, man. Thank God I can freely talk for the first time in so long.
I believe I reached out to you maybe a month ago to say, like, hey, do you want to come on Bang Bang? And then you were like, no, the strike's on, and I had forgotten. little effect on my life.
Talk about crossword puzzles.
I was like, is that why I'm not working?
The news.
Fargo Season 5.
Chapter 5. You know, sometimes they give you these talking points, and they said, you shouldn't refer to it as seasons, because each season, each chunk is a separate entity.
Chapters are not like that in a book.
True, they all
they
do,
don't just sell chapters of a book. But you can buy one from one book.
Chunk. I don't know.
Chunk. Let's call it chunk.
Chunk
yeah.
five.
Yes, boy, that would be great for the
Fargo
Goonies.
Chunk five.
The Goonies chunk two.
Ooh. Electric Chunkaloo.
Yeah. What did he do? What was the dance that
the
Chunk
truffle
did?
Shuffle,
the Truffle Shuffle. Truffle Shuffle. Yeah.
Goonies, I recently saw that to... over the strike. I caught up with a lot of things I hadn't seen.
You had
I
never, seen,
never
the Goonies?
Seen the Goonies,
really?
And I watched the Goonies, and I was. It's a pretty. It holds up. It's a good film.
Interesting. We should do a John hasn't seen show where
that is,
we watch.
That is. The... There's a lot.
Yeah, like, where we watch things that you've because you were too busy acting.
No, that was in the '80s. I think I was probably too busy like bowling and playing Pac-Man. I should have seen the Goonies. I just for whatever reason didn't.
You're what age were you at when the Goonies came out in 1985?
I was 85, so four. Maybe I was a little old. It seemed like maybe it was a little too kid.
Right,
me.
I saw it at 15 and thought it kind of stank.
Maybe that was it. But I thought yeah. I enjoyed it. It was so that was 85. That would have been right around Top Gun. I think I'd moved on to the
right.
action
and
enterprises.
Now you're in Top Gun Maverick, where you stare at Tom Cruise and you say lines like Maverick.
This goo Maverick.
Are they making a third Top Gun, or are you going to be back?
The
where
the third
like,
one's going to be called Top Gun.
I don't see how they bring you back for a third one. I'm sorry to say, unless you're in talks already.
I'm not in talks. I think they very much could bring me back. I don't. Tom might be the tough one to bring back.
What you
he's going to be doing Mission Impossibles until the mission is literally impossible.
I
because
know.
He can't
I
show
feel,
up.
I worry that I'm going to be watching one of those Mission Impossible movies, and 10 minutes in, he's going to die in it, and then the credits will just come up, and it'll be like, oh well.
And then a thing will, at the end will say, like, please don't reveal any spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. The first 10-minute movie.
It's really the real crying
and
game.
And suddenly
everybody's just weeping at the end.
Everyone's out there going, Tom died, and they kept it a secret.
How did they keep that?
This is crazy.
I could have sworn he did press.
Maybe they do an hour of his funeral, like, after the credits, as, like, an Avengers bonus scene or something.
Mid-credits funeral? That would be weird.
You know what? I'll tell you one other thing that I saw during the strike that now we can finally talk about is, that's right, John is on season 3 of The Morning Show.
TMS. Not TMI. TMS.
That's right. A show that dares to ask the question, what if Elon Musk were handsome? such a strange alternate
and
universe.
And made marginally more sense.
Where he can pull chicks.
Not just any chicks.
Jen Aniston. You had a big naked-ass love scene with Jen Aniston.
We were rolling in the sheets.
Yeah.
Sequel to Rolling in the Deep.
Because I can't remember. I mean, you did your share of love scenes on The Mad Men.
Sure.
But I don't recall.
None of them were with a friend.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Friends with benefits, it turned into.
It really did.
That's right.
And the benefit in this case was sex.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people don't get, like, what is the benefit? Is it like, do you get money?
Yeah. Some sort
fame
of like,
or anything?
No, trust
it's,
funds.
It's, nope. Sex.
It's actually sex.
Just sex.
Really? That sounds like a good benefit.
It was.
Often,
I mean, it's
honestly.
Not. It's not a detriment.
Friends with detriments. That would be interesting. Where they like
it's
cock
starring,
block
it's
you.
It's starring Ashton Kutcher and Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
There's just no women in it. And they're like, what are we doing? Here,
what are
guys?
We? What, we're just friends.
This
and
is,
we're...
With all this, this is detrimental to our friendship. We're in the same movie together.
Tell me about The Morning Show. You're out there. You're a space rocket guy in the show. I'm not going to give away spoilers, even though you did have sex with Jenna Ramsey.
Well, and also, it's all of the episodes are out. So if you haven't seen it, that's on you.
Exactly.
They came out week by week. They didn't drop them in a binge-worthy lump.
But it's out there on the Apple TV Plus thing, which can cost up to $25, $50,
$75,
$100
a month
sometimes.
I do the Apple
sometimes.
One bundle. I just bundle
sure.
it.
Yeah, just bundle everything. I mean, but sometimes like you'll click pay on this Apple TV Plus thing. And you'll get the bill back and it'll be like, holy shit, I just spent $5,000 on watching one show.
I think you're clicking it too many times. I think just one click is the
I don't
move.
Know. It's the most expensive service, but tell me about what it was like.
But it's the best.
To be out there on you. What is it? UBC? What is the
UBA?
Fake, UBA, the fake
I
network.
Think, yes.
UBA.
UBA. I'll be B.
Oh, behave.
Wow.
That's Austin Powers Network. They show exclusively.
Just Austin Powers.
My colleagues from the Austin Powers universe.
Oh, behave. it is, yes. I play a sort of a mashup of all of the billionaires who want to go to space.
So what do we take from who? We got Bezos.
Maybe Bezos is rocket shape. It's very phallic. Musk's is, I feel, is more triangular. And,
right. Okay, so you got the rocket shape from Bezos.
I think we got the...
The conniving, weaselly attitude from Musk.
Sure. And then who's another good billionaire?
Well, Jay-Z. What'd you get from Jay-Z?
Well, just the flow.
Sure, of course. That's what we should mention in the morning show. You do a freestyle rap in the middle of every episode.
As soon as I come into my own rap, which is a very... Look, it was a big swing, but I think,
and it breaks the third wall. You basically go out there and start high-fiving the camera crew.
Yeah, we go. It's almost like a Larry Sanders kind of thing.
Yeah.
They start doing it, and they're not on film anymore. They're like in the video thing, and I just go right around the whole crew.
It's the backwards where it's like film for the show, and then just cheap-looking video for your
raps.
A
lot of crowd work with the rapping, but I think people like it.
People like it. People legitimately like it and think maybe you're one of the best rappers of all time.
That's what I've heard, but mostly. From the rap community.
Right. Yeah, like the fans, they don't really understand
it. They don't get it, but that's really not for them.
It's
for the community.
Yeah, it's for the culture. They're out there saying like, "Wow, you're one of the best of all time."
And I say, "Hey guys, look, I'll take it.
All I did was just shit out a few words."
I mean, look.
Off the top of my head, or dome, as sometimes
dome,
they
yes,
say.
Yes, off the top of my dome.
So you're out there, and you're a billionaire, and you're about to buy UBE.
I'm trying to buy a legacy media network, in this case, UBA.
UBA.
Where the titular morning show is based.
That's right. Is it called the morning show on that, or is it called something else? I can't remember.
I think it is called the morning
show. It's just called the morning show. It's crazy that... The morning show hasn't already been taken by
another
show. It
really is. That feels like that was a
layup. Yeah, like
sure.
If they don't get that title, I don't know.
Good
if they
morning
even...
America, yeah. Today, the morning. I mean,
Bidet? Oh, Bidet.
Bidet show.
A bidet is one of the first things I do in the morning,
listen, the
actually.
Bidet, so. The bidet
right
shows,
after my coffee?
It's on another network. The All Toilet Network.
So you're out there and you try to buy ATM. The thing, and then you don't buy the thing,
and then it doesn't work out, and
you're a
things
bad
go
guy.
Sideways, and it turns out I was really trying to move money and try to maybe play both sides against the middle, but did I really have feelings for Alex Levy, Jennifer Aniston's character?
That's right.
I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Hey, maybe. Stay tuned.
But what I loved about the show is. You and Alex Levy kind of break up, and you have a big tearful goodbye, and then you just jump into your rocket ship, and you go, goodbye forever! And you're just like...
goodbye, everybody, goodbye!
Blast off into space!
I just steal John Lovitz's failed attempt at a catchphrase, and off I go.
Oh, it's so good. Such a good show.
Well,
and then it turned
you.
Into a cartoon at that part, too. And it,
that was
it
also,
followed
listen,
you around your adventures
hey,
in the
Woody
universe.
Woody Allen did it in Annie Hall. It's mm-hmm. it, you know... All breaking again, we take big swings,
and it's a great thing when you want to compare your current work to Woody Allen. That's what I think, appreciate about
once
you.
Again, big swings, big swings.
Tell me about Fargo Chapter 5. What obviously we've all seen Chapters 1 through 4. I've ranked the seasons. In terms of quality.
Well, now I would like to have your honest opinion. What did you think of the talk about big swing
mm-hmm.
of where they went with episode 4, the
Chris, chapter 4,
chapter 4, Chris Rock's.
I thought there were some very interesting
flashback to the 30s.
Very interesting things in that season.
Me too. I mm-hmm. enjoyed it. I mm-hmm. thought it was an ambitious.
It's fourth
season
on
television.
My list. So now, okay. Tell me about chapter 5.
Well, I'm hoping it ranks higher than 4.
You think it should be? You should be in the top 3.
I hope.
Okay.
I mean,
I'd
think
like
it's.
To see that.
I think it's. It takes place in the present. I think I can say
the
that.
The present day, really?
Yes. Well,
so or 2022.
A pre-pandemic present, but
so
but
2019. Okay, 2019.
So it's
so everyone's talking about the Between Two Ferns movie. Everyone you roll in that.
it's foremost on everybody's minds. Have you seen this? How did they expand a 3-minute webisode
Not
into
well?
90 minutes?
Oh, interesting.
It didn't work. Ham was great, sure.
We love the credits, but the preceding movies maybe not to our taste.
they really maintain the integrity of the font.
The New York Times review, of course.
It's hard to say without really kind of getting into the specifics.
Is it
of
gangster
the show.
Or crime?
It is.
They're
less,
all crime related.
It is. Yes, there are some organized crime elements as there are in all of the seasons.
More like disorganized crime these
hey-o.
Days. If you know what I mean. These clowns in Washington. Anyway, go ahead.
But there is as you astutely may have guessed, a federal government angle.
Really? The feds?
So I won't get too deep into it, but I play a character who is a local sheriff who kind of thinks he is above the law.
Above the law?
Yes. Not in a Steven Seagal way, in a more like Sheriff Joe Arpaio kind of
interesting
way for those of us.
Who else is in this cast? Because it's always a star-studded cast.
Man, we got some big swingers. Juno Temple.
Whoa.
Jennifer Jason. And Lee.
Love both of them.
For fans of comedy, Dave Foley.
Dave Foley is in this?
In an eye patch, no less.
Incredible. Where's he wearing?
One-eyed Dave.
Left or right?
I don't know. Sharp-eyed viewers, keep track.
Switches every
That's
scene.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a mirror effect. Maybe it's not real. Maybe it's a, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Lamorne Morris.
Great.
Yeah, we got a lot of...
He's in those bank commercials
He's BMO-ing these days.
I found every commercial these days is for a bank or for a drug. It's like, give us your money and then also just like
and use it on drugs.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the whole point when they're trying to say that you're supposed to call it BMO and the guy in the commercial goes, oh, BMO. And the guy goes, no, it's just BMO. How is that shorter or different in any way?
And
BMO.
You...
No, it's just BMO. Well, okay. Why are you mad at me?
And you, John, you're able to critique commercials because you're in 90% of them, right?
That and I worked as a fake advertising man for a decade.
That's right, yeah. You were like, okay, I'm going to work as a fake advertising guy. And then everyone was like, let's just get
shouldn't
that guy
be
for...
in commercials?
Yeah, shouldn't he just be in all?
Well, I do like money.
They listen to your carousel monologue and they're like, let's just put that guy in all the commercials.
Just get him in here.
What are you going to be selling next? What's do you have any coming
Good
out for
question.
The holidays or a Super Bowl commercial or anything?
Not as yet.
You got a land
entertaining
one.
Offers. Entertaining offers. So maybe sharp-eyed listeners out there. Sharp-eyed? Sharp-eared?
Sharp-eared
listeners.
Sharp-eared viewers.
I'm available.
Okay. So Fargo Season 5, it's on FX. It's coming out this Friday, which is incredible.
The 23rd?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so this Friday.
Something like that.
And then...
Of course, this Friday.
Something else
This Friday. The very next Friday we run into this very one.
And then something else caught my, or this Thursday, I guess. Something else caught my eye. Just reported on Deadline. You are teaming up with Sean Ryan on a live-action television
this is
series.
Ripped from today's headlines.
Adaptation of the podcast?
Yeah, how about that?
Sorry. American Hostage?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Well, it's a narrative. It's a narrative
You're
podcast.
You're cheating on Comedy Bang Bang with another podcast?
Look, it's not a live, it's a scripted podcast. This is not scripted. We're not writing any of this down. That is a scripted podcast.
We're writing it down after the fact and sending transcripts to anyone who requests them.
That's a transcripted podcast. Remember when you could do that and you could buy a transcript of a television show?
Like Jerry Springer?
Somebody needs to do a documentary on the people that did that.
Had to do that.
Just holding transcripts. Like, this was a great episode of 60 Minutes that I bought.
But John, why aren't you doing an adaptation of this show?
Because it would be...
And playing the same character and...
The same character that I play in American Hostage?
Yeah.
That would be... Listen, write it up. Again, I'm entertaining offers. American Hostage was a scripted podcast that I did over the pandemic that came out. It was about a real-life, true hostage situation from the 70s in Indiana where a man took somebody hostage and strapped a shotgun around his head with a thing. If he dropped the gun, it would go off. So it was a 60-some-odd-hour ordeal.
Incredible.
So this is a dramatization of that.
And it's how many seasons do you think it's going to go?
It's going to go one season.
Does he strap different guns to himself, in different seasons?
No, there were just the one gun and just the one season for that one. But then the next season will be another hostage situation.
Okay.
A la, say, perhaps Attica, perhaps Patty Hearst.
Oh, yeah.
There's some other ways we can go with it. So it's an exciting thing. Sean Ryan, probably best known
for the Shield,
but also for the Night Agent.
Okay,
Netflix,
I'll take your word for it.
The Night something on Netflix? I should know that.
And did you work with him on...
I worked with him on The Unit.
Yes, that's right. I remember.
Because
I remember we were all excited for you when you got on The Unit. And you did like four episodes, didn't you?
I did quite a few episodes. And it was weirdly, it was between when I shot the pilot of Mad Men and when Mad Men was picked up. And I came back to do, after Mad Men had come out, I had to do one more episode of The Unit. Because I was cast by David Mamet on The Unit, who was directing that episode, which was awesome for me. I was like, wow, this is great. You know, I was a big fan of his work.
Holy Anna.
And holy Anna.
Holy Anna.
And so I had to come back and they said, wait, you're on that show now? Like, wait a minute. That show is awesome.
Because, yeah, you had like a maybe like
it was
very...
It was a big hiatus from when, right. when we shot the pilot to when we did the thing. And then also a big break. I think I started in one season of the unit and came back. And
right.
And tied up my characters.
Because you had like five episodes and it was you were a very tertiary character.
Thank you.
And then suddenly... But it was great because we were all like, yes, John's on a show.
I got a... Yeah, but look, that was when that was a job. Again, we're talking about network television. Yeah. That was like a
real... CBS, yeah, it was
CBS
incredible.
CBS prime time.
Yeah. John,
the Tiffany Network, they call
these days, though... I'm going to issue you the John Hamm challenge.
Okay.
Name one thing you've ever turned down.
Extra desserts. Thank
right.
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, Fargo is out this Thursday, I'm told. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have an expert. We also have a someone who's in finance. That'll be interesting.
Sure.
We'll talk to a financier, perhaps. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, John Hamm will be here. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No. I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello, hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back with John Hamm. Fargo, Chapter 5.
Chapter 5.
Is out this Thursday or Friday, I'm not quite sure.
It's a day. You'll know.
You'll catch up, but you'll see
it. It's on FX. If it's on FX and you tune in, and there's a bleak landscape, chances are you've hit Fargo.
Is this in black and white, or is it in saturated color?
Living color. Yes, beautiful.
Almost like Wizard of Oz, like Technicolor.
When you get to Oz, or Fargo, as I call it, it is your eyes. It's a feast, a visual feast. Oh,
I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see Fargo. A big fan of the show. And cannot wait to see you in it.
Thank you.
It may take me out of it a little bit because we're friends.
Listen, I can talk about it. This is the John Hamm guarantee. You might have that experience 10, 15 seconds mm-hmm. of like, hey, that's my friend John. Oh, that's cool.
And then suddenly,
15 seconds later, you're gone. You're in it. You are in Fargo.
I will tell you,
whoever this guy is that's talking at you, he's going to scare you a little bit. He's certainly not good old John.
He feels he's above the law from what I hear.
No, sir. You're like, this guy might go rogue, and I'm a little scared.
I will say that
to the point where you might text me and go like, "Are we cool?
Are we all right?" Because you're scaring me.
Because you're scaring
me,
even though I don't recognize you anymore.
It is a testament to both you and Bob Odenkirk's acting that, even though I know you guys well, I have lost myself in your characters in all of your shows. And it's not like that with some people. Any number of people that I know, if they pop up in a show, I'll suddenly start to look at the set and the props and realize that they all have sides, you know, that they're sitting on underneath the couch and stuff like that. But I've definitely done
that a couple times where you see something in somebody's back pocket and you're like, I know that those are sides.
Those are sides.
I know that's a phone and I know those are sides. And this is Game of Thrones. They shouldn't have either one of those.
That's the thing. We've talked about it with Amy Poehler. Like, if you, any TV show, just realize that everyone is sitting on pages with lines on them.
100%. One layer under whatever things are on the desk.
They're hiding them somewhere. If someone's wearing a skirt, they're up there in the skirt. Like, they're
one of my favorite things, and you can go back and watch this on ER, was that somebody told me, and I don't know if this is true, and I certainly don't feel like I'm talking out of school, but the reason that George Clooney's character always had that medical clipboard that he was constantly looking at what the blood work was coming in was, because that was his lines. There were way too many lines and they had to say them way too fast.
We talked about this with Mary Lynn Rice Cub, where she was trying not to do that on her computer screen because she wanted to purely act, and then that lasted maybe half a season or something like that.
Too hard.
Just like,
this
put these up on the computer screen, please.
Can't do it.
All right. Well,
now that said, I've never done that.
You've never done it. You're a great memorizer.
I am. That's one of my.
How many pages?
Under my special skills.
How many pages can you memorize?
Over 10. I've definitely done over 10.
Have you done over 10?
Yes, I have.
The second to last day of Comedy Bang Bang, we did 29.
Oh, my God.
And I remember it was like 29 and 3/4 or something, and like everyone took pictures of the call sheet.
I did. I had to do that on one of the Black Mirrors, the Black Mirror that I did. It was the day that I was talking through the screen to the guy, and it was all this dialogue back and forth, and it was something like 16 pages.
Wow.
But that was much easier.
Did you do it in chunks like they did Goonies?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our next guest. He's an expert.
Is that a joke that was offline that made it online?
No, we were talking about him earlier. Okay, all right. Let's get to our next guest. He's an expert. This is exciting. I've never talked to an expert on this show before, but please welcome to the show for the first time, Jesse.
How we doing? How are you?
We're doing good. I mean, good. At least I'm doing good. I don't want to speak for John Hamm.
No, I'm
here.
John. Great. How thanks. We doing? Thanks.
Yeah, hey, stars good. Are back. Good. Stars are back on the show.
They're back.
You almost said we're back. I was worried.
I changed it very quickly. I am not a star.
You're not. No.
They're back.
To be frank, when I saw your face, I was like, has he been the star of major movies and television shows?
No, a lot of people say I looked like a melted version of a real celebrity. sort of a Madame Tussauds accident.
Right. Although, like, Harry Dean Stanton, he sort of looked like a melted version
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, of course.
R.I.P. I'm blanking on what his face looks like.
You're, like, you're in between a celebrity and Harry Dean Stanton, I would say.
There we go.
You're just melted enough.
Between celeb and Dean Stanton. Okay. How we doing?
You don't need to keep asking us that. We're doing all right.
Yeah, still great.
Still good. I will keep checking in because it'll change quick.
It may. It's about to change right now if you don't get to your thing.
Yeah, that's true. You are going to be angry if I don't set up this premise. Okay. Well, I am an expert, and I am an expert on music festivals.
Music festivals.
I have been to all of them, and I love them.
Let's list them. Coachella, The Rest.
The Rest. And I'm glad that you skipped The Rest because mine is only about Coachella.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but there's Lollapalooza. There's Outside Lands.
Sure. Glastonbury.
The Rest.
Bumbershoot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like at some point when they started just going making those names.
I know. After Lollapalooza, all bets
Bumbershoot, Bingledong.
Bockle Bocky Bew.
Yeah.
Bockle Bocky Bew.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore is a good one. But I am excited for this year's Coachella, and I have all the recommendations that you're going to want to go to.
Okay. Because I don't think the lineups has been
Inside information?
I have inside info.
Okay. Tell us. Yeah.
I hid out in one of the porta potties last year, and they packed me away.
took you to the office where they make all these decisions?
Took me to the office, and I'm a couple floors below where they make the decisions.
Oh, wow.
So I have been hearing a lot of cool stuff.
Wow.
Tell us. I mean, Coachella is usually in April.
That's right, and it's coming up. There's two weekends in April, and this year you have to see Maggie Rogers.
Okay.
Maggie Rogers is going to be there.
Has been there a couple of times.
And she's back, and she's going to be at the Dyson Vacuum 360 stage, and it's going to be very fun this year.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, and don't leave too early, because when you leave, you will be able to walk out of there with a few Dyson bags. And I know those are bagless vacuums, but they're bringing back bags.
They're bringing back bags to the Dyson.
By the way, you have to carry your vacuum in something, and that would be a Dyson bag.
It's not the bags that go inside them. It's the carrying case.
Like a travel case?
A travel case.
You don't want to get your vacuum dirty.
No. Sure.
And if you're traveling to a very dusty place, you're going to need that
vacuum.
You're
going to need a dust cover.
You never know where you're headed. And you want to have your
Dyson
with
you. Usually you do know where you bought the plane ticket to.
Sometimes I'll show up to the airport and I got no idea.
Surprise me.
Surprise me.
Do they always send you the most expensive place?
Yeah, they do.
TSA loves that, right?
When you say you don't know where you're going. They fully kill me. Right there at the ticket counter.
Are you in debt right now?
Yes. Yes.
Now, did Dyson choose to sponsor this particular stage because they want everybody to vacuum up the desert?
That's what we're hearing.
That's a solution that no one has ever talked about. Is
a
like
solution
there's
to
all
a
these
problem that probably doesn't
arid
exist.
Deserts with no water.
Vacuum that
just
up.
Vacuum it all up.
We're
Make
tired.
It less dusty. Yeah.
We don't need. We could clean these things up. Yeah. These deserts.
And why don't we sweep the floors in California? So there aren't so
the
many
floors.
Forest fires.
I think we should start sweeping the floor. Waxing the fence,
yes.
Painting the fence, and then maybe wax on or wax
Nobody
off.
Nobody takes care of anything anymore.
That's right.
Nobody does it anymore.
Wait, but you're here to talk about Coachella. You're not here to go off on a chunk about nobody taking care of anything
You're right.
Anymore.
I think that's a fun little side thing that maybe we could find something.
Now,
in,
Mr. Rogers'
not.
Daughter, Maggie, is performing.
I did not know that.
That's an interesting piece of trivia that she's Mr. Rogers'
Well,
daughter.
She comes on stage, she takes off her shoes and her cardigan, and then she does her music. So it's pretty cool. Anyway.
By the way, about Mr. Rogers, thank God he was wearing a shirt underneath that cardigan.
That would have been a very different show.
That would have been so different.
Can you imagine episode 1? He takes off his cardigan, he's just
talking
to
children
to the waist.
And puppets
with a puppet.
With a bare chest.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been right. But guys.
Fred Rogers.
Fred, hey, we've got
weirdo.
A couple notes. It's Steve from PBS. We've got a couple notes.
Oh, you want me to take off the pants?
Yep.
No, Fred.
No, we didn't say what we'd like. And then just hear us out. Is just maybe a t-shirt or some other layer under the cardigan.
Yeah, real quick, do you guys know if there's a Hollister nearby and if they're having a sale on underwear and I need to buy the biggest, loosest boxers I could find?
What? I don't even know what a Hollister is.
I guess that's an antiquated reference, sort of like a
sort of
Abercrombie.
You lost me at Hollister.
For the new era.
Why did these underpants need to be so big?
You know, I'm that type of guy that wears jeans and his boxers kind of ride up and billow
way up,
huge
way up
over
top.
The top.
Way up top.
You know that guy.
Is there a name for that sort of puffy part of the boxer? There should be.
There should be. That's because the, if you want to get like a big
they should
puff,
call that the Nimbus.
The Nimbus. You want a Nimbus if you want to be a cool
just
guy.
Just overflowing, like when you order soup and they deliver it and you pour it in a bowl and you're like, holy shit, this is going to go over the top of the bowl.
Yeah. And stop giving us so much soup.
This is the thing. I'll pay for it even if it's less.
Or give me the soup and give me the little milkshake cup off the side with the soup in it.
That's sure. a solution.
Or give me the soup and then buy me new bowls. They're bigger.
Yeah. Should I go back to the bit or should we talk about soup?
I don't know.
I don't really know.
To be honest, it's a coin flip at this point.
Listen, you don't want to miss Calvin Harris this year.
Okay. Oh,
he will be there. And then you want to grab a beer at the Off Bug Spray Ballers Only Lounge. You're going to love it there.
Okay, what is the off bugs? Oh, I know what off bug spray.
Off bug spray.
I thought this was like off Broadway where it's like connected
well,
to
it
bug
is.
Spray.
But
yeah,
the lounge is only for ballers.
Ballers only.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I'd so right if in. You're cool and you also hate mosquitoes, this lounge is perfect. For
sure.
You.
And
I'm
you're
one
clearly,
of those. At
you're
least.
Clearly cool if you're coming from that Calvin Harris show. Yeah. Not his real name, by the way.
Really?
No.
What's his actual name?
Something else.
And Hobbs.
Austin Powers.
O-Behave?
O-Behave is a really good network. I love that network. Guys, this year's Ed Sheeran set is brought to you by Paramount Plus.
Whoa!
Wow. Very exciting.
Will they be streaming it live?
They will, and they're encouraging you to dress up like any one of your favorite Viacom-owned characters.
Okay, who are
it's
we talking?
It's going to be fun.
Kevin Costner, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I personally,
is
I
that
might
even
go...
I think Peacock has the rights to that.
Do they know?
Wait.
I mean, it's a weird situation where Paramount owns it, but Peacock has
Let's
the rights to stream
and
it.
Let's sidebar really get into the
Let's
streaming.
You've
got to get on Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. Who owns that?
Well, the federal government does, last time I checked. Thank
oh,
you very
right,
much.
Right,
Yellowstone
right.
National Park.
It's but I'm going to dress up like Gary Unmarried or MTV News VJ Kurt Loder. One of the two.
It's interesting that they've never offered you a part on Yellowstone. I know that because you haven't been on it and you don't turn anything down.
I think it's interesting. I've never been an MTV VJ.
I would love to see you on that.
I would do it. I would take Matt Pinfield's job in a second.
Absolutely. That's you know, and I think you could be on Euphoria, and that's actually really exciting because the cast of Euphoria is going to be at Coachella.
This year.
What are they doing?
Yeah, they're just taking pictures with people.
Honestly, that's all really anyone
That's
kind of
really
wants.
What people want.
I kind of feel like Coachella is popular, but people would rather the music not be playing and they could just take pictures.
Take pictures
with
and just like
I mean, the booth
weirdly.
They're at is sponsored by 23andMe.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. How does that tie in?
I don't think it's... I think it's just brand smashing together.
You have to be 23 years old to be there. Or me.
Do you get tested when you go in there and they find out if you're somehow related to any of the cast members?
Well, yeah, they will check to see if you have any relation with Jacob Elordi. I did do a 23andMe.
The crazy thing is it turns out that Sydney Sweeney is related to all of the rest of the cast.
Interesting.
Yeah,
really?
That's the
she's
one,
like their
that's
weird aunt.
They did,
closely related.
Very closely.
She's somehow everyone's sibling.
Oh, strange.
And don't ask
and none
me
of them are related to each
none
other.
None of them are related.
Yeah, it's just she's the link.
Yeah. Wow. I did a 23andMe, and it was pretty exciting for me. I was one-third German, one-third Irish, and then one-third old used cigarette butts.
Interesting.
So it was pretty cool.
I can see that now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more. It's in the skin
features.
Tone.
Well,
yeah
I came in here on an ashtray on wheels. You guys saw that.
It was like the Wienermobile, but for smokers.
But for
it was just like the Wienermobile. And Scott, listen, you are going-
Why are you directing it at me?
I don't want to slow down because I'm afraid we'll go off on a tangent about who owns Yellowstone.
Too late.
Okay. You're going to want to get VIP.
Oh, really?
For you sure. are going to want to.
Absolutely.
Wanna,
what's going on?
This I know.
Well, you get access to a Facebook Marketplace golf cart, and that's going to be very fun for you. You
a
get
what?
I blew it. All I had to do was say Facebook.
You said fake?
Fake book.
Fake
you,
book.
Said, you said fake spook.
Fake
spook. Fake spook. And I blew it. You can mispronounce something ever so slightly and it's blown.
And it just ruins it. Well, it takes
you
on
this. Facebook's marketplace.
Yes. You...
Which is a marketplace that only sells fake books.
Right.
Interesting. So like
we're talking Moby Dick, but it ain't right.
Moby Dick, there's no whale.
There's
anywhere.
No whale.
No,
it's just
somebody
about a penis.
Tried to do it. Yeah, it's mostly about a penis.
A there's, vegan penis.
Yeah.
The first line, call who Ahab?
Exactly. There's so
oh,
many
Ishmael.
Fake books.
No, wait, it's Ishmael.
But yeah, on
one
the
of the
fake,
most famous opening lines
call
in history.
Me Ahab.
I
you blew it.
I pulled a fake book.
You fake book that right quick.
But the first line is, I dated Natalie Portman, and it's all about Moby's dick.
Yeah, they combine a lot of
stuff. Remember that
news
story? You should be an MTV VJ.
Pulling, I remember these things.
Pulling trivia like that.
Yeah, the Facebook golf cart is really awesome because on there you can get a free neck tattoo of your favorite big tech CEO.
So, feel free to look down at your notes the entire time instead of trying to maintain eye contact and then messing up all of your punchlines.
But I want to look up as well.
You know we're not on camera, right?
I can't figure out if I should improvise or do a written thing. And it's hard to go back and forth.
You're somewhere in between
two.
In the middle of a sentence.
Somehow I'm doing neither well. And Scott, this year, Mezcal butt plugs are back.
Oh,
thank
yes!
God. So did they ever go away?
Woo! No, they were not there last year, and people were upset. So go ahead and shove some smoky alcohol up your butt so you don't miss any of Diplo's set.
Okay.
You're going to like it. Real quick.
Oh, real quick.
Will you guys donate to my really long short film?
How long is the short film?
Well, I mean, it's about my relationship with my father, and it's over an hour.
Okay. That's more of a film.
I don't know. A film has to be, what, 70 minutes?
Yeah, it came in just below film.
69?
Yeah, and it's shot.
Stop high-fiving me.
Come on. Up top for that 69. Well, somebody say 420 soon, because we need to get a high-five on the books with that.
Okay, yeah.
All right. it's shot really well, but the dialogue's bad.
Okay. Okay. You can, wait, fix, so it's you can already, fix that in post.
You've already made it?
Yes.
So why do we need
why
to get
do we need
involved?
To donate?
Listen, I'm in debt. We've already gone over this.
You're driving an ashtray.
I'm driving an ashtray. I'm getting killed at the ticket counter at JetBlue. They're sending me on these really expensive vacations. I got to get paid back for this film.
It feels like you need a sponsor. Like if only one of these Coachella sponsors could maybe sponsor you. And you mentioned Mezcal butt plugs. Maybe
right.
It's a hot liquor. That's
it
for
is.
Sure.
There's yeah. Maybe I could
Dos
talk to
amigos,
Clooney's.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys out there making
Casamigos.
Dos Hombres.
Casamigo.
Every television show has a mezcal related to it these days.
Sure. What's Ryan Reynolds? He's got a
he's
gin.
He's a gin
right?
man. He's yeah. a gin man. Aviation.
Yeah.
Yep, I thought he owned a full phone company.
He does
I
know. He, also, that. Mint.
He looks at other companies that are the most successful of all time and he goes, I'm going to get involved with these.
Good God. So. And he owns a soccer team.
Yeah.
Football, excuse me. Excuse me.
He also owns his own career, which seems to be doing just
yeah.
fine.
It's like, just focus on that.
Damn. He's killing it.
He is, but the thing about his phone company is he's listening in to all the conversations that everyone makes.
Is that true?
That's true, yeah, and he'll interject sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, if you're lucky, he picks one lucky subscriber.
Mm-hmm. And he just does Deadpool quips.
He just...
No.
While you're talking to, you know, talking to your... Because everybody talks on the phone these days.
Sure, exactly. Maybe to a medical professional or
sure.
something.
And he'll just pop in with a couple of Deadpools.
Yeah, anytime I'm talking on the phone, the other person on the other side is using my full legal name.
What do you have next on this list?
What do I got? Let's see what I got.
Feel free to look down.
Haim is here.
Okay.
Haim is going to be there.
They're great. It's been a while since they've headlined Coachella.
I know. And they are back. If you love singer-songwriters, you're going to love them. And then right at the end of their set, they are going to throw their keyboard player. God damn it.
Oh, you were trying to maintain eye contact so hard to prove you could do it.
So close.
We don't care.
It's not blown. The punchline isn't blown yet. They're going to throw their keyboard player through the window of a Tesla Cybertruck to see if it breaks. So that's really exciting.
That's not one of the three Haim girls, though. It's just
No. It's another person who plays the keyboard.
Okay, good.
Also, this year, you get three free pukes in any Uber XL.
Oh, amazing.
So that's exciting.
Okay.
It's really exciting. Yeah. And Scott, real quick, do you have any Parrot Bay?
Parrot Bay? What is Parrot Bay?
It's a liquor that's it's a rum.
Yeah, like a rum.
Yeah, I don't believe I have any Parrot Bay on me.
So I can't get a Parrot Bay neat right now?
No.
All right, cool. Just thought I'd check.
Real specific order.
I think
that one you didn't fuck up.
I think if I can get drunk, I could be a little bit better.
You need a little take the edge off.
We got a lot of cool drop-ins this year.
Oh,
Scott.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you know when somebody comes out in the middle of somebody's set,
sure.
Like a drop-in.
I mean, the lineup isn't even announced, so anyone is a drop-in to me. But
that's true.
Yeah.
Harry Styles is going to be featuring Stevie Nicks.
What?
Wow. Very cool. Phineas is going to bring out Austin Butler's Elvis.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, wow. Pretty fun.
He's still in character.
Still doing it.
The way that he was during the entire press cycle.
He is just wandering around kind of doing dances. And he will be there.
You know what? Incredible. I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I don't mind
I'd love
it.
To see that.
Yeah, for sure.
Kay Trinata is going to be featuring Ronald from Jury Duty.
Really?
Yep.
Which one was Ronald again?
He's the main guy,
the guy
that they tricked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The non-actor.
Yeah, right. And this time they're going to convince him that his whole family died.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That'd be great if they kept pulling tricks on it. Like, I know every season they go, oh, okay, here's a new guy. Just
yeah.
keep pulling tricks
but if
on this
you're
guy.
The, if you're Ronald in the world and all of a sudden you're at the DMV, are you hyper vigilant at this point?
No, like, you have to assume they'll never make this.
Never. Why would they do this?
Me?
And then weird shit starts to happen at Taco Bell. You're like, what's going on?
You can get him twice for sure. Because his guard is down now.
Probably three
fool
times.
Fool me twice.
I think
start
you could
to
keep
pay me,
getting this
I think
guy.
Is the
I think you could do Jury Duty again and he would still fall for it.
I genuinely think you
Here's
redo
the
sets.
Did he get paid?
I don't know. I feel like they gave him like a big prize at the end for being on it.
Yeah,
like a
they
scholarship
gave him like
or
a,
something.
Yeah.
Like here, go educate yourself like so you don't fall for this again.
A case of Parrot Bay.
Yeah, they sent him to trick school. And you won't get tricked anymore after this. But we are going to
They just
trick
gave
him
a copy of The Who's Don't Get Fooled Again.
Yeah.
Won't Get Fooled Again.
Real quick, you guys going to spank your kids?
yeah.
Well, one of us has a young child.
Yeah,
what's the plan?
Have already.
You're already spanking him.
Yep.
And the,
never
the
too
jury's
early.
Really out on this, whether we spank him now or not.
I do it and I say, this is because I love you. And I feel like it mitigates it.
Okay, it does.
That's fine.
You're not doing timeouts.
She's pre-verbal though, right? So she doesn't know what you're saying. It's more for you saying that. Or I guess the
pre-verbal,
the,
that
the
was
camera?
That was the film industry before The Usual Suspects.
Well, yeah, Verbal Kent.
It was.
Verbal Kent.
Grape Lady's going to be with Chromeo.
The one who goes, ah!
The one who falls out of the bucket. Well, it's a reference from maybe 2013.
Grape Lady. She part of the Fruit of the Loom?
Oh, that would be a good tie-in.
That would be.
Why didn't they hire her right away?
Damn, that would be better. Grape Lady's partnering with
Fruit
Loom to fall off the stage and die. Maybe I'll submit that. And then we got Lemon Party Live at the EDM tent.
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
Wow.
Well,
this is a good lineup.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different.
I mean, that sounds like that's just the first weekend, though. So why don't you go through all of the second weekend real
quick?
Yeah,
quickly. I don't know. Hozier's going to lead everybody in a spooky prayer. And then feel free to get in a brawl in the bathroom line because somebody bumped into you.
Okay.
After Billie Eilish, the Pope is going to come out and talk about his opinion on divorce. That's pretty fun. And if you get run down, you can recharge at the guided meditation tent sponsored by Brazzers. Scott, can I get a shot of Bacardi?
I'm afraid I don't have any rum of it.
No rum here.
That's
the one liquor.
No rum? No rum in the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well,
no rum at the
end. Your phone runs out of charge, don't worry. You can go to the Samsung Lounge, and when you're there, they automatically airdrop you a sneak peek of Chicken Run 2. So that's exciting.
Okay.
That's really exciting.
This is getting more exciting by the
list.
By the event.
We are on the last page.
Okay. Oh, there's more pages?
Unfortunately,
page?
Yes. And they get less and less funny as we go. Not how they should do.
Front loaded.
More and
you
more
front loaded.
This is a lot like previous guests on this show.
Yeah.
The law of diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Let's hear the last
join
thing.
Hinge during Post Malone set and get 10 free kissy faces to send your matches.
Is that what you do on Hinge?
Yeah.
He says not knowing.
Yeah, I don't
Should
know.
Should be tattooed kissy faces
yeah,
from
you
Post
need,
Malone.
That's true. That is true. Find out if you're a shower or a grower on the Spotify Ferris wheel this year.
So they're measuring you on the Ferris wheel?
You're getting measured if you get on.
Wow.
Real quick, you guys going home for Thanksgiving?
People are coming here.
Okay, sure. We kind of only go home for Christmas now. We kind of stay in town for Thanksgiving. Is that how it feels?
Well, we have it at our own homes here in town. We live here.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. I guess.
This is part of the real quicks.
Yeah, these are part of the real quicks. I got the real quick. I got the asking for drinks, and then I got the.
Well, the asking for drinks was part the of the
tremendously
real quick
long
universe.
Sidebars.
It is. It is within the real quicks. Let's see, guys. Before Sam Smith hits the stage.
Look, can you just do one more and do it strong and just read it the entire time?
Okay. Okay. Let me pick
I like where you're going with Sam Smith. I'll
you did like that
yes,
one.
Yes, I think okay, I think that's
all right.
a lot of potential.
Is that
the
one you're going to end with?
Okay. Look down at it. Do not look at us. Say every
I
word.
I want to connect, though.
We don't
It
we
feels
don't
like the connection is the problem.
Is the problem?
Yeah. Yeah,
I should
yeah.
just
so.
Be reading.
Yeah. Maybe you're getting lost in Scott's eyes.
Yeah. You're right. He's got those baby blues. Baby
John
blues.
Was doing 16 pages a day. You can't even do one line.
I can't do a thing. All right. Before Sam Smith hits the stage, microdose while you sign up for TSA PreCheck with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. That works.
You hit our eyes at the very yeah. end of it when you were
very
confident
end.
You had the all of
Real
it.
Real quick,
it.
Though.
Yeah.
Can I get some Jello shots? I'm thirsty.
Not that we can do.
That All we can right. do.
Look, Jesse, it's wonderful to hear.
This was really fun.
This is good.
This was really fun.
I really enjoyed it, but we have to take a break. Does that surprise you at all?
No, it doesn't.
I understand, but when we come back, we have a finance expert. You're
okay.
an expert on...
Double expert show.
It's a two-expert show.
And I am in debt, so this is going to help me.
Yeah, I think he'll help you
that
a lot.
That is not surprising.
When we come back, we're going to have more with John Hamm, more with Jesse, and a finance expert. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog... Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. John Hamm, Fargo, Chapter 5 this week at some point. Just turn on your TVs. It'll come on at some point.
The bleakest thing you can find.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Just say, Alexa, bleak me.
Bleak me.
Yeah, and then you'll get there. Also, we have Jesse, the expert, is here.
Hello.
Didn't expect to talk, I guess.
Checking his notes. I forgot about that.
I was just...
You're still looking down at a page, even though
you're rummaging around looking for a little Captain Morgan. Don't mind me.
Well, let's get to our next guest. He's an expert in the world of finance. He's been on the show before. Please welcome back to the show, Doug Gross.
Hi, good to see you.
Hi,
nice
to see you.
Everybody here. I'm so excited. I got out of bed today, and I put my feet on the ground, and I was ready to rock the day away. It's a rainy day here in Los Angeles, but that doesn't matter. That is just the God's sweat. Raining down.
I've always heard it was tears. It's actually sweat.
You can call it any liquid.
Because he's working hard.
Sometimes it's God. That's what God does. Working hard, making money.
Yeah. The devil's
pits. Strikes over.
Making God bucks.
That's what I was going to bring up. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
The strike is over.
Is that why you haven't been on the show in a while?
I'm not allowed to promote anything, including my own. I am a Screen Actor. I think I am.
Right.
Screen Actors Guild. And that halted me from promoting any any of my business.
You're a SAG must leave, right?
I was a SAG must leave, which means I'm one job away from them making me leave.
You out.
Trying to say you're a SAG hag?
I'm a SAG hag. I'm a SAG. Yeah. It doesn't matter. The day is great. The sun is shining behind the clouds.
Sure. We understand how clouds work. What are you doing here, Doug?
I'm having a ball. I'm having an absolute ball.
You need a list. You need a list.
I have all these papers in front of me, and I am going to read you guys a bunch of things.
Okay.
No, honestly, can I be honest with you?
Yeah, please be honest.
And I hope I can be.
This is probably your fifth or sixth appearance on the show. I would love complete candor from you.
I owe you everything that's happened, all the successes with my business, I owe to you. And I came here today to specifically thank you for all your help along the way. My business is booming, if you know what that term means.
Doing well, I think.
That's a shock to me. I didn't know that was a popular term. I didn't realize that. But I'm
your house was blown up as a child. Is that why you don't like that word?
I've had a lot of things blow up.
Your house
was
booming.
Yeah, my house did blow. Well, if I can go into a quick story, was 4 years old, my house was blown up. And it was blown up not by natural gas, and it was not by a traditional bomb. It was blown up because a bunch of kids. I know it's funny to you guys.
Just take a breath, though. Get through it. I know it's a traumatic experience, but
it was on Halloween, and a bunch of kids came into the house, and they strapped a bunch of what they called like homemade bombs to the inside of the house, and they blew up my house.
So
nobody was in it. We were at Epcot, and
Epcot on Halloween. Good.
Yeah.
Epcot, not center.
No.
Oh. No. No. Epcot.
The printing store?
Are you saying?
Yeah. we were at Epcot printing store.
Epson.
Oh, right. Sorry, my bad. Epson. We were at
Epson.
We were at
store.
Staples in the Epson.
In the
department.
Epson aisle. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
That makes more sense for Halloween.
Yes. We were getting because
you've
got to
get your business machines in order.
Well, and print out our masks.
Because honestly, the rent is due the next day. So
that's right.
Nothing spookier than a printer out of ink.
Yep. No,
we know that.
Thank you. Thank you guys for understanding.
Need to get more cyan.
House blew up. Mm-hmm. It blew up, and here I am. And that's where I...
Hard cut to now. Here you are.
What do they call it in the business? A smash cut.
Smash cut. But
smash cut.
Good news is business is booming.
Business is booming.
Business is booming. And I owe it all to you.
Because you've said your phone number on several times on the show.
310-980-4053. And that is...
And anyone can leave you a message.
His actual number.
Please call me.
And you've been getting messages now for over a year.
Over a year. Many phone calls. Sometimes I pick up by mistake. And then immediately hang up. And there have been some mostly very polite text messages. And when I say mostly, I mean close to 40% of them have been polite. But here's the thing. Thank you, and I want to tell you I am going to give you a little kickback.
Oh, okay. This is great. I would love it to wet my beak. Just get a taste.
Sure.
And what does that mean?
A percentage of whatever you're making.
Well, you said wet your beak. That sounds like dipping your penis.
No. The beak is the mouth. You get a little water.
Yeah,
you get
it's a
little
bird
taste,
analogy.
A little taste.
What is the what am I getting? I'm getting it confused with something where you dip your penis.
Well, I don't think birds have penises. I think
that's not true.
Also,
and
I'm
know
pretty
that.
Sure a penis has never been referred to as a beak.
What does your dick look like?
Is it hard and curved?
What's the thing on the top head of a chicken?
A comb?
A
mouth?
No, the hard part in the front.
Eyes. They have hard eyes.
No, you're talking about
down.
A chicken beak? Is that what you're talking about?
You're talking about chicken beak. Sure, that's
chicken beak.
But again, that has nothing to do with the penis.
Well, yours.
Fair enough.
Mine.
Yours is sharp and pointy like that and opens
and
like
yellow?
This?
Yeah, and
there was a bag of feed in here earlier and it's gone. I don't know what happened to that.
Scott does keep his chicken feet under the table, which in this case, probably a bad idea.
No Captain Morgan's in the house, but plenty of feed.
Anybody in this room right now, can you look me straight in the eye and say that you don't occasionally poke your penis into the ground and eat pieces of dried corn? And if you can do that.
100% I've never done
that. You've never done that. You are a liar. That is a lie. You've never eaten corn with your penis.
Never.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm weird.
No, Scott,
I think you are.
Scott
weird.
Seems very hesitant, and he did not immediately answer that.
I'm not going to take a stand on this issue, but
what if it's grain? What if it's little loose grain
little
on
worm?
The ground?
Little worm after the rain?
Maybe a worm.
Little
sure.
grub worm?
Have
little
I ever tried worm? To rub my penis against a worm? Listen. Sure.
We're all human.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Saying, hey, here's a little friend.
Yeah. You wanted to have a buddy.
A similar looking buddy.
I have siblings, and I love siblings. I like to get my dick near other dicks, so it has fun times.
For sure.
I like
I
you.
I ain't gay.
No, I like that. I like
my
that.
Dick near
my
other
dick needs to have friends.
Does your penis, does your penis ever repeat things that people say?
What are we talking
oh,
about?
So
right
it's
now?
Like a parrot beak.
Yeah, well, it's a beak. It says, I mean, you're.
Doug, what are you doing here?
Okay, I'm here. Well, I'm here to thank you. I thought you'd be more.
Attitude of gratitude coming right at you, Scott.
I appreciate it.
I'm simply here to thank you. I'm not here to sell
business
anything.
Is booming.
Business is booming.
Usually you're here to give tips on what people should do with their money.
I'm always willing, and I am. What would you do if I told you right now my program, a 12-month program is free right now for 12 months you can get what would you do if I told you you could get
I'd be calling that number I tell you that much
I would probably say I don't have 12 months to devote to this so I wouldn't take advantage of it
well
okay, short well, life is short and there's only so much time
what if it was 6 months
what if you could get 6 months for free what if you could get 3 months for free what if you could get 1 day for free
1 day for free and the rest I pay for I'm yeah then
can
I'm
I tell you
you've just
can
made a terrible
you,
deal
a couple of people.
I need you to be my agent, John.
Listen, I'm here for you, but wow.
Can I tell you what a couple of people said about my program?
Sure.
A couple of people have said that.
This is usually not phrased this way.
Well, let me tell you what a couple, couple of people
Well, if you want to stick with the traditional method, you get traditional returns.
Fair enough.
I'm talking about pushing yourself into a new program.
Tell me what a couple of people have said about this.
So this is what Sharon from Blackstone, Massachusetts said. The explosion of the test bomb is a bravura of dance and imagery and sound, but also lack of sound. It's an understanding of power without any of the essential characters in that moment knowing precisely what's to come. Now, here's
what?
The thing.
Now I get it. Now you said that's Sharon from Blackstone. Are you sure that's not Black Sharon Stone?
Hold on a second. I'm dyslexic. This is Black Sharon
Stone. Black Sharon Stone. Yeah, that's, that sounds a lot
you.
Like her.
Thank you. Yeah. But this is...
So many jokes running through my mind that I don't want to say.
Well, let me move on quickly then.
Please.
Let me move on quickly.
Move on quickly.
Let me give you another
this.
One. It's a noble try, an interesting experience, and an absolute fascinating example of the director as a superstar.
Can I say... These
one
don't,
more.
These don't... Okay.
Yeah. No. As emotional, beautiful, and thought-provoking as this film is, it's that much more powerful because it's based on historical events. It's a film I won't be able to shake for a long time. Now, here's the thing.
Doug.
Do you just take these people's word for it and get my program?
These are not about your program.
Yes, they
are. These are about some movie. That
I can't help if a movie stole my... if you're thinking of something else, but these are directly... These were... Put on
these
my
website. These are not reviews.
Did you interview people leaving a theater?
Armed with a haunting, Cillian Murphy as J. Robert Oppenheimer.
These are Oppenheimer
Christopher
reviews.
Christopher Nolan gives us the most
you
personal
set up a mic
political
outside
film
of a screening of Oppenheimer.
That is fascinating as it is flawed. Now, am I going to run out and get a product if I hear that? Sure. But if I hear something like this, don't be intimidated by those long lines. E.T. is worth standing in line for. Steven Spielberg's story is the essence of fairy tale simplicity.
We've moved on to E.T. now. Okay.
No, we haven't moved on to anything. I don't know
Isn't
what you
think. Isn't it interesting that the word Oppenheimer only has half of the title E.T. in it?
That is interesting. That's interesting.
How you know he's
it's
a
half,
human being.
It's half the movie E.T. was. That's for sure.
12 months. For free. That's how confident I am.
And at the end of that 12 months, will you be able to create a film like Oppenheimer or E.T.?
Maybe this will answer your question. But really, it does not really get much or any more classic Disney than It's a Small World. With a melding of beautiful messages of global community, impressively artistic animatronics, and a relaxing boat ride. No, the song does not get a compliment, though. I do love it. Small World has all you could want out of a Disney ride. A classic that is still heartwarming and excellent even today.
Why are people reviewing?
Is Yelp really getting that deep?
These are reviews that came into my website on my program.
I see.
And that are helping people. Are you not even... sort of tempted. Yeah, I know when we started this conversation, you said, I don't have time, but...
I would sign up. I mean, 12 months free, that's great.
Though the Toyota Camry performance is okay. Paramount.
Stop the reviews. The reviews.
All right.
We get it. The reviews are through
reviews
the roof.
Great. But what happens after 12 months?
Well, I think it'll speak for itself. I mean, people that have used my program... after 12 months, if you're not in a position where you've become financially secure, then I give you all your money back.
But
well,
we
that
haven't.
That sounds like an offer we can't refuse.
I know, but we haven't paid anything.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you've
once
paid.
Again, it was 12 months for free. So 12 months we get free back?
It's $699 a month.
Okay.
No,
I'm confused. I thought you said it was for free.
No, I said, what if I told you?
Oh,
I see.
Okay.
Well, then
it's not free.
So, yeah.
No, it's not free, but what.
You could tell us and.
But
Jesse,
but
what do you think about this? Because it looks like you're zoning out.
I live in a porta potty inside an office building, and I am in. I am into this. I will sign up today.
I'm going to have a sip of my Malibu.
I did have some Malibu. I'm sorry.
I've been sipping on a Dark and Stormy over here, which I am loving. But I did take one class yesterday.
You did?
From
really?
Doug here.
How,
yeah.
How did you like it?
Well, here's what I'll say about it.
You did great.
The new installment of Hunger Games brings everything that you love from the original.
Can you put that on my website?
Yeah, please? Absolutely. And that's just what I was feeling.
Okay. All right. Well, it doesn't sound like a great deal anymore.
It sounds like the odds will ever be in our favor.
Can I ask you how you're doing currently financially? Because it seems like just by your attitude and your aura and your energy,
the strike
you're
is
in
over.
Trouble.
So
strike's over.
I can not work again.
Time to not go to work.
Absolutely nothing will change for me.
I don't believe that at all. I've seen your movies, and they're great.
I mean, I know that you've probably seen one on O Behave, Austin Powers Goldmember. But other than that, I don't know what other movies I've been in.
Yeah, well, I've seen the ones you've directed as well, and they're really...
Yeah.
Really, I mean, great.
Kind of a...
choices.
Not in the casting department, necessarily.
No, the casting was off. I don't know what you were thinking. Were you limited by budget? Or what happened? Either way, what I want to do
is... I know
is...
one of the cast members said it was the most money they'd ever seen in their life when they got the offer.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can imagine that. If it was over... Well, this is the thing. Like, when people are offered a certain amount of money, any amount of money, in my case, any... amount of money at all. In fact,
will you take any amount of money to take this class? If I were to offer you
to take my own class,
yeah, I want you to take your own class. Because
I would.
Here's
if
what
you
I worry
pay,
about.
You're you'll always, pay for me to take my own class.
Yes, because every time you come on this show, you have bad ideas.
You what do you mean by that?
This time you've come on, you don't even have any ideas.
What but do you they mean are supported by reviews that also don't relate to the product
yeah.
offered.
And he talked about his home blowing up.
I worry that you're
Let me
not
talk
taking
you
your own class. Yeah, what's up?
My home. So here we are. I'm 4 years old. It's the day before Halloween. The printer goes down. I hear my dad in the other room, and he's like, well, what are we supposed to do, Marion? That's my mother's name, Marion. But
Marianne or Marion?
Marion.
Like maid?
Mary Ann. You didn't let me finish. Mary and Joan.
Mary Ann Joan is
oh,
your
wait,
mom's
so
name.
He had two, you had two mothers that he was a
yeah.
bigamist?
He was I don't think he would appreciate that term, but yeah, he had two and used two wives. So here
so
are.
So he had two and he used two.
Wow. He used them both. He's like, well, somebody look up a coupon to Staples. I'm like, look up how? I'm 4 years old. We don't even have a way to look these up. So I'm 4 years old. I call my
Stop
neighbor.
Stop saying you're 4 years old, please.
He just wants, this is pre-internet. I
four
think he's
years
trying
old,
to say. It's pre,
I'm running around. I don't have any clothes on except for...
that's 4 year old have clothes.
Way oversized boxers.
Mormon undergarments.
Where'd you get those?
Your dad was a bigamist. You're probably wearing those undergarments. That's all I'm saying.
So I tell him, like, we got to go to Staples in my 4 year old voice.
He's already said look up a Staples coupon, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I got that. I skipped by that. Smash cut to me having a Staples coupon. And we go to Staples. Now the guy at Staples comes to the front door, because this is back in the day when they had greeters at Staples.
Okay.
Did you just fart?
No, I laughed.
It sounded like you farted.
Please, you have to smash cut to the end of the story. We have limited time here. Which stars are back, but they have limited time.
Okay, so smash cut, house blows up.
You told this story already.
Well, I thought we were going
to
redo
it. It did help. I will say, it did help to have a little backstory. Yeah, understand where you're coming from.
It was interesting. This
first
problem,
of all, the bigamist angle on it was really
was
huge.
That was new. It also was new that this was a 2-day problem.
Oh, yeah, because, that too.
Because it started on October 30 and then didn't resolve until October 31st.
Well, we didn't get the coupon.
More details are coming out. I do want to say that the bird feeder I brought in here is completely out of seed. I don't know what that has anything to do with your penis, but yeah, it's gone.
It's crazy what's happening in between breaths.
We are losing a lot of bird seed.
We used to make... We used to make bird feeders. We would take pine cones and roll them in peanut butter and then roll them in seeds when I was young.
And just put them in your pants and see what happened?
That's a great idea.
Doug.
That is a great idea.
We're out of time.
No, I don't think so.
We are.
I think we have plenty of time. I haven't even gotten to my program.
We've talked about your program way too much.
I'll get to it next time.
I want you to take your own program. So that next time you come back here and you're a financial success, will you promise me that?
I will take the program and come back and report to you.
Okay, great. We are running out of time, though. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Flight of the Concorde, flight of the Concorde, flight of the motherfucking Concorde.
Right. That is the John Hamm, Scott Aukerman extended remix of that song.
It was just nominated for an Emmy.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Did you know that? I think it was.
Plugs. Interesting. So that's the John Hamm, Scott Aukerman extended remix plugs theme by Wolf Pop
wow.
Chuck.
Yeah,
do you remember that episode?
I sure don't.
Neither do I.
Boy, howdy.
What are we plugging, John? Obviously, this week at some point, Fargo
clearly,
Chapter 5.
Clearly that. I'm available for mouth bass and anybody's track if they would like. I didn't realize how good I was at that.
And Super Bowl's coming up, so if you want John in any of these commercials.
I will mouth bass that, and it will be great. Fargo, Chapter 5 coming out.
What's the name of your character? Can we reveal that?
Sheriff Roy Tillman.
Tillman!
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
The Morning Show. Currently streaming on
all
Apple
episodes
TV Plus.
Streaming.
All episodes streaming, Apple TV Plus. Catch it. That's all I got.
That's all, yeah. That's enough.
That's plenty.
Yeah, that's plenty for 1 year. Jesse, what are you plugging here?
Listen, we gotta log on to Facebook.
Of course.
Facebook is still
you almost
happening.
Didn't remember your mistake.
Mistake.
It's hard. But Facebook is, there's a Bible on there. Jesus does not appear in it, so you're going to like that.
What?
All three seasons of the other two are on Max. You can check those out there.
I got to check those out.
You got to check those out. And the Big Grande Boys have a new season of The Teacher's Lounge that just came out.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Man. That's a great show.
BigGrandeWebsite.com.
And you can just buy seasons. You don't have to subscribe or anything
a la carte.
Like that. A la carte.
No smart. Subscription
a la
here.
Carte is smart.
Mm-hmm. And Doug Gropes, what do you want to
plug? Christopher Nolan's most stirring plea to humanity yet. A three-hour drama that plays like a terse thriller.
This is
weaving
Dark Knight
Nolan's
reviews?
Deep-seated fears for survival. Wait, hold on. That's the wrong one. Oppenheimer is a somber and electrifying, dizzying and bloating, a contradiction that never quite comes together, but at the same time, is one of Nolan's best and most political works to date.
Doesn't come together and it's one of his best?
Zach Galifianakis is undoubtedly the star of the movie. With a number of cameos from various Hollywood celebrities, this movie is bearable.
Bearable!
And fun to watch. Also because it's the right duration. There's no storyline.
to the movie.
I mean,
and one shouldn't expect it in the first place.
There was,
it's
and
more
you should.
Of an homage to Zach and his ferns, plus his very popular internet vignettes that pretty much everyone who has anything remotely to do with YouTube and Hollywood
remotely
would have
to do
come
with
across
YouTube.
And loved. There's a lot that can be forgotten in the film, but the irreverent and unmistakable style with which the Hollywood celebrities are roasted is extremely entertaining. That's
wow.
all.
Okay.
There you go.
Not the worst review
not
that we
the
got.
Worst.
I mean, listen, take
bearable,
that.
Bearable and then a bunch of compliments.
Take yeah. that, put it in your back pocket.
I'm going to be frank. We were 80% on Rotten Tomatoes for a good
week
20
and a half.
Hours.
Well,
then it dropped, but yeah. I think it's doing
after
all right.
3 hours of viewing, you will understand Oppenheimer's
shut up. All right, I want to plug, look, hey, the Neighborhood Listen is over there on cbbworld.com now. Also, we have a new pressing of the Farts and Procreation vinyl. All of the proceeds go over to Harris Whittle Scholarship Fund, and that's at Newbery Comics. And let's close up the old plug bag. What do you say? Here we go.
Oh, okay.
That's the song that I'm
open.
Oh, okay. That's the song that I'm
as far as I remembered, you were. I thought you had passed away in the 70s.
Oh, Scott, don't be a hubba bubba fool, little maybe mama.
Doors are meant for closing. Doors are meant for locking. Doors are meant for closing. Doors are meant for driving.
Ah, man, when we said under a minute, we did not mean 58 seconds.
Be more specific.
That's Sound of the Plug Bag by Ding Dong Dipshit. Thanks to Ding Dong Dipshit. And when I say thanks, I also want to extend it over here to John Hamm. Stars are back. Thank you so much for being the first star on this. And continued success to you. And what's your name? Jesse? What's up?
Real quick. Could you give me some Malibu in a coffee mug?
A little roadie.
Another real quick. And Doug?
Yeah. It's a stunner. And one more way, director Christopher Nolan reminds us, cinema is a vital art form, not a disposable one. We'll see you soon.
Okay, thanks. We will see you. Bye.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.